Having loved his own who were in the world, Jesus loved them to the end. This was the night, over 2,000 years ago, when Jesus gathered with his disciples in an upper room in the holy city of Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover with a Seder meal. This was not just a celebration, it was the celebration. The celebration of God rescuing the Israelites from the hands of Pharaoh and the Egyptians, leading them through the waters of the Red Sea, into the great desert, and to Mount Sinai, the place of the great covenant between God and the Israelites. This was an ancient night of celebration. And yet this night was unlike any that had been before. This was the night, as the Gospel of John tells us, that Jesus, the Master, the Lord, the one revered by the 12 disciples, removed his outer cloak, wrapped a towel around his waist, and washed his disciples' feet. A gesture of hospitality, yes, but an action of a servant or a slave. An action not just beneath him, but beneath all of them. A service provided by only the lowest of servants. Feet were the main form of transportation, and footwear, being what it was back then, gave little protection from the dirt, scrapes, and cuts along the rocky roads. And yet Jesus, the Master, knelt before each one of his disciples and touched with his hands those same hands that healed the blind and raised the dead, the dirty, road-worn feet of each one of them, saying, "Do as I have done to you." This was the night. During the ancient ritual of the Seder meal, that as Paul tells us, Jesus did something new. Following the traditions, he held the bread, he blessed it, he broke it. But then he said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, as of old, he took the cup of wine, he blessed it, he held it. But then he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." A new covenant. One wrought from Jesus' body and taken from his blood. And the words of this new covenant, our covenant, the words that have been echoed for thousands of years across thousands of miles, were first spoken, given to us on this night. This was a night of celebration and transformation. And yet this was the night when Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray, bringing his disciples with him, the garden that sits in the shadows of the towering walls of Jerusalem, the city that kills its prophets. And he wept. He prayed. He asked his disciples to pray also, but he found them sleeping. After asking, pleading even, for them to pray, Jesus prayed again, asking that this cup be taken from him, but God's will be done. Returning to his disciples, Jesus again found them sleeping. A crowd arrived, and with that crowd, a familiar face, and with that face, a catastrophic kiss. Judas, one of the 12, turned on Jesus and betrayed him. In the chaos and confusion, the other disciples, those men who devoted their lives to Jesus, fled. They abandoned him. Jesus was left alone. This was the night. As Jesus was being beaten and berated by the authorities, that Peter, the greatest of all the disciples, Jesus' rock, while warming himself by a fire, denied Jesus. Denied him again. And then denied him again. This was a night of neglect, betrayal, abandonment, and denial. And yet, this is the night when we, the followers of Jesus, remember his powerful, humble act of service, telling us to do the same. And we will proclaim once again his words of his new, our new covenant. And this is the night where we acknowledge, we lay bare those times when we too, in our frail and forgetful ways, we neglect, we betray, we abandon, and we deny Jesus, our Lord. But we do this tonight, knowing that Jesus, who loved his own who are in the world, will love us. Love us to the end.